Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We are human beings, not human doings. And why I say that is because what I had to learn is that a spiritual intimacy with my wife was going to happen because it became a part of our very being together, mm-hmm. not because we were doing. See, right. I was terrible at some of the doings, and that's what I thought it meant. And so here's what changed my life around this issue. I'll never forget it as long as I live. I was actually, my dad and I were engaged in a conversation, and he was asking me something, and I sort of jokingly said, yeah, thanks a lot. I said, you know, I had such vivid memories of waking up in the morning, going out to the living room, you know, out of my bedroom, and seeing my father on his knees with his Bible open and just in deep prayer, just reading the Bible. And that was the part that I never ever felt like I could successfully do what I saw him do. And I tried, and I would do it well for a while and then miserable for other times. And I'd built up this just huge spiritual giant in my mind. And I was kind of going like, thanks a lot. I said, Dad, I'll never be you. And it's causing problems in my marriage. And he literally took his hands and grabbed my face and held it still, so that I had to look deep in his eyes. And that's what he was wanting. He goes, I want you to be quiet for a second, and I want you to look at me, and I want you to listen. I mean, I'm a 20, you know, 5-6-year-old man, and here's my dad grabs my face and says, listen to me. And so it was one of those moments I'm like, all right, what do you got? I'll never forget him saying to me, basically, he goes, you are one of the most spiritually alive men that I know. Mm. I said, I am not. And I said, Dad, I'm not. I'm not like you. And I don't do this and I don't do that. And he's like, be quiet. And yes, sir. Here's what he said to me. Here was the life that he spoke into me that day that freed me. Is he says, Greg, when I look at you, he says that what I see is I see a man who loves his wife dearly, who loves his brand new daughter, who serves them sacrificially, who provides for them financially, who protects them against every foreign or domestic, against spiritual attack, against anything. He goes, I see a man who's involved is a dad that who asks his wife to forgive him, who asks his daughter to forgive him, who encourages his wife, who loves on his daughter. He goes, that's being a spiritual leader of your family. He goes, Greg, it's not about reading the Bible. It's not about it's not just simply reading Bible together and memorizing verses together. He says it's all of that. It's a part of all of your heart, mm-hmm. your soul, your mind, your body, being completely involved with your wife and your daughter. And he goes, that is a spiritual leader. And Susie, what it did for me is that it freed me up. Is what it did. Is it showed me that it wasn't the stuff, the doing. It was being who God has called me to be fully. And that's when I say, for me, spiritual intimacy means that you've made a decision that Christ is your cornerstone. So he's the foundation of your life and your marriage. But built upon that, it's connecting then with all of your being, all of who you are, with your heart, with your soul, with your mind, with your strength, with your spouse as you pursue God together. See, to me, that's spiritual intimacy.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.